Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. When you believe something for so long, it forms part of your identity, which is even harder to shift. So anytime you want to change your life, you need to change your habits. However, in order to do this, you need to focus on who you need to become to create such change. So think of what you need to do to create this shift and become this person right away. The same thing applies in business. If you want to take your business to the next level or start altogether, you're going to need to work on yourself first. This project is typically the hardest for most people. In today's episode, I'm going to help you figure out where you can start shifting your mindset to become the person you want to be. We each have goals in life, and we feel like there's a time frame for when we should acquire them. We place pressure on ourselves or let comments by others, whether that's friends or family or even a stranger, dictate where we should be by a certain age or time. This pressure contributes to panic and creates a false narrative that is draining for many people. But why put all this pressure on yourself? This pressure to get things done within that particular time frame can lead you to believe that you are behind or you are not ready or even qualified for where you want to be. If you worry about where you want to be so much, you will miss the abundance you already have. Think about this. What if you do not hit them? What if another month goes by and your situation remains the same? How would you react? Will you keep pushing or complaining? Or are you more concerned about what people will think or say if you remain stagnant? If you are worrying all the time, that is going to cause an issue in your life. If you're worrying about your paycheck, worrying about whether you're going to find love, worrying about whether you're going to be able to pay your rent, that is going to drain you. What if where you are right now is exactly where you need to be to teach you how to be grateful and accept your circumstances? If month after month you are seeing repeated patterns, you need to check your thoughts. You are experiencing this until you learn the lesson out of it. To shift from this scarcity to abundance means our minds need training. So here's an example. Two persons can have the very same options available and access to resources, and one will always be more content while the other is dissatisfied with the circumstances. You know why? Because one person is abundant and one is operating from scarcity. This is a common issue that exists. People think differently and some will progress while others remain stuck. This kind of thinking that I need to be further or I will be happier when I accomplish something or can afford a particular product or lifestyle simply means that we are operating on a hedonic treadmill, which translates to hoping that the next level of accomplishment or possessions will bring forth happiness. It will keep you in a place of scarcity where you think you will never have enough. It's blocking your progress, so stop believing that. If you want to grow but you are still operating from a place of scarcity, you will remain stuck. And when I speak about scarcity, it is not only about money. It's scarcity in time, action, relationships, willpower, and judgment. So let's get into the meat of things. Scarcity thinking shows up when you have thoughts like this. I do not have enough time. There are a lot of people doing the same thing like me. The market is too saturated. I am new, I do not have enough experience. I need this money by X date to change my circumstances. I am not sure if I can do this like X person. This is really catastrophic to have on your mind because it not only shows that you are not valuing yourself, but it shows that you are really believing these things. Let's take, for instance, you are thinking or saying, a newbie just started and she's already grossing 5-figure sales. What am I doing wrong? You start questioning your followers or even engagement. You are reviewing everything, questioning your quality of work, wanting to be perfect, saying and thinking, I can't do this, or what if I don't get enough money by a particular date? Guys, that kind of thinking is affecting you. And my ultimate favorite, but the worst saying is, I need this money for this and I don't know what to do if I cannot get it. Come on. Can you think of a time you allowed yourself to wonder about these things that only led to more misery, depression, and anxiety? Just think about it. When you're done, ask yourself, did you really see a change with this kind of mindset? Think about it. I am not saying this to offend anyone because I really want to help you understand why you should change your mind. I'm saying this to get you to do some introspection on what you allow yourself to believe. Your thoughts create your results. The above examples of how we self-sabotage by believing certain things and not trying to alter our patterns of thinking. The above are examples of how we self-sabotage by believing certain things and not trying to alter our patterns of thinking. It's like some people who were raised in poverty tell me how they are not aiming for much because they believe they cannot afford or because their parents don't have the money. It makes no sense for them to try. That's what they think. So they do not apply to college because they already believe their struggle is inevitable. If I had this kind of mentality, I would have never achieved my first degree since I was not raised with much. Nonetheless, I still applied to university not knowing how I would fund it. So guys, your scarcity thinking can keep you so comfortable that you never aim for much. It keeps you at the same level. And eventually, you will miss a lot of opportunities. I want you to really, really think about your daily thoughts and see whether they are scarcity-based. Perhaps you never paid attention. So let me paint the picture of some subconscious examples. If someone comes to you with an opportunity and the first set of thoughts are, this is too expensive, I cannot afford it. I cannot compete with her. I am not skilled enough to do this. Then I got word for you. You are operating from a scarcity mindset. To reduce the thoughts of scarcity, start saying these things when an opportunity arises. What can I do to create this kind of money? How can I improve in a particular area? Where can I save time to get more done? How can I be more unique and show my authentic self regardless of who is doing the same thing? It's not magic, but repetition of this thinking will help you be on your way to building an abundant life. Some might ask, but what is an abundant life? Well, I'm gonna go into it. An abundant life means you're operating at your highest potential with everything that you have. You let God and the universe work for you. You are grateful and complain less. You do not look for external sources of happiness. Instead, you are appreciative and do not need an external validation from things or people. If you can relate to the previous points, I want you to pay very close attention to the next set of points that I will be making. So, just because a lot of people are doing the same thing doesn't mean that there isn't space for you. You can only handle a certain number of clients at once. You cannot work all the time. You cannot be everywhere. You are unique and regardless of your race, age, color, hair, accent, people are waiting on you. You are already credible. You have what it takes and you just need to believe in yourself. Share your unique perspective. It will make you even more credible. And stop comparing yourself to others. It doesn't help you. It just drains you. Start spending more time creating and invest in yourself. Have more confidence in yourself. Take stock of the things that energizes you. Make informed decisions and do not let others determine what is best for you. You know yourself best. Your thoughts create your results. Remember, I said this earlier. And guys, be more patient and embrace the process. Never be in a rush to grow. What is yours is already making its way to you. I usually affirm that daily. And I say, what belongs to me is already making its way towards me. So just think about it. And if you cannot do something, ask for help. No one achieved greatness on their own. Remove shame and ego and focus on becoming better. So I want to leave you with a few things to remind yourself of every day. So your new mantra can include, I am patient and I know that I will receive what is due to me. I am grateful for what I have. I am not worried about anything. I am exactly where I need to be. I am already abundant. I'm releasing all thoughts of money and how to make money and just sharing from a place of value, the money will come. That is my favorite. Guys, I'm going to repeat. I'm releasing all thoughts of money and how to make money and just sharing from a place of value, the money will come. I am not in a rush. Rome wasn't built in one night. By changing your thoughts, you will feel so much better and appreciate your now. You will see how your energy levels changes in your life and your business will change. People will start to notice and gravitate towards you. This will help you to feel at ease, to help reduce stress, to reduce anxiety, and to even be better and help persons around you because you're not worrying about unnecessary things that you do not have control over. I'm telling you this, guys, because I care and I know that is an issue because I went through it already. It is really, really hard. So, let me know how scarcity shows up for you and what you have been doing to help yourself. You can comment below or connect with me on Instagram at Livelihood Matters Podcast to share your journey. And that is at LiveHoodMatters Podcast. That's at Livelihood Matters Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to share your journey. It's really, really important for you to sit down and just think about the things that go through your mind and where you're operating from so that can help you. I really, really hope. And thank you so much for listening. I really hope you start paying attention to your thoughts because a scarcity mindset will affect your growth regardless of the financial situation you already have. So whether or not you are comfortable with the money you're making and you're worrying about how you're going to make money, you still have that kind of thinking, it can keep you stuck. Or if you're not making any money at all, or you are not feeling that you're in control of your time, you are always overwhelmed and you are not working on yourself, you're still going to remain stuck because of the scarcity thoughts. It can be very detrimental. You cannot be in a rush or be too anxious to get more, create more time, or just be in a constant hustle. It is better to operate with ease and flow. Release those negative thoughts. You are enough. You can do this. Everything that is meant for you is making its way towards you. Never forget that. Let me know what you think about this podcast episode. And if you enjoy this podcast, share with a friend and let's connect the conversations on socials with hashtag Your Livelihood Matters.